Okay, today is Daf Kuf of Masechta Shabbos. Today's Daf is sponsored by Beryl and Cherry Daskal, Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda. We're in the second to bottom line on Tarek Tes Amid Beis. Amar Rava, says Rava, we had this Gemara already a little bit on Daf Hei. Not that long ago, 95 days ago. Amar Rava, Pshita Li, it's Pasha to me that Mayim Agabe Mayim Hainu Hanachasan. That if you pick up water from water, you have a puddle, and you take water out of the puddle, the water is resting on the water, that's its hanacha, and therefore you're chayav for carrying. Says Rashi, last Rashi, v'im natal miksasan, if you pick it up, v'hoti, and you carry it, have a akira. You're chayav for that. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, where am I? Egos al gabe mayim, but if it's an egos in the water, lav hainu hanachasan. That's not considered its resting place. Why? Since the egos is not attached to the water, and it's floating around, right? It's not considered at rest, and therefore, if you pick up the egos out of the water and carry it, you will not be chayev. That says that's pasha to me. Akasha was. Boy Rava, egos bikli, vikli tzaf agave mayimahu. The egos is in a kli, and the kli is floating in the water. Now what? The egos is not, it could be viewed as, the egos now is at rest. The egos is at rest. And therefore, if you pick it up out of the cup and carry it, you're going to be chayiv. Or, no. The egos is floating in water still. So that answer is going to be a teku. Boy Rafa, egos bikli. The egos is in a kli. The kli tsaf agabe mayim. And the kli is floating in the water. Now mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinan, do we say, basar egos is linan? Do you follow the egos v'hanayich, and it's resting? O dilma, basar kli is linan. You go after the kli. V'halonayich, and it's not resting. And the answer is teku. Okay? And Daf Hey, when we did this Gemara, Stewie asked me a good question. I didn't have an answer for him because I didn't know. I still don't know. He says, why? What kind of teku is this? Why is it a teku? You'll see in a minute. It should definitely be that you're chayav. Because if you picked up the kli, I understand that you're potter. Because if you pick up the kli, that's the same thing as an egos. It's the same thing. Right? Anything floating in water, basically, you're putter. Why? Because it's not at rest. The only time you chayav is if it's water. You carry water. You pick up anything, you chayav. Doesn't make a difference if it's a nut or a kli. What's the difference? The nut now is in the kli. Why should you be putter? What's the suffix? What's Rav's suffix? That's a good question. We have to go through exactly what is the suffix. Anyway.
Suffix is the... Depending on the size.
Then you go after the kli. I understand. You go after the kli. Why should you do that?
Because the kli is small. There's no reshus there. There's no reshus hayachid.
No. The puddle's in reshus hayachid. The puddle's in your backyard. And you're going to pick up the kli, pick up the thing, and carry it to the street. Right? So why should you be putter? Because the kli is floating in the water? So what? You didn't pick it up. You didn't pick up the kli. You picked up the thing in the kli. I hear the question. You have to go through. Okay. Shemen al gabe yayin. What about oil on wine? Oil on wine. Now, if oil on wine, the oil floats to the top. Right? So that's machlokas of Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. The machlokas is not in Hilchas Shabbos. The machlokas is in Hilchas Tumah. Let's say you have ditnan. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. If oil is floating on wine, v'nagat tful yom b'shemen, and a tful yom touches the shemen, does the wine become tame? Right? Are they connected? It's all one cup. So tful yom b'shemen, lo pasul el shemen. You only pasul the shemen, not the wine. That who? The Tanakama, the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no, shneim chibur zeh lezeh. Shneim chibur zeh lezeh. They're both considered touching each other. What's going on? So first of all, Rashi says something very interesting. Look at the third line. Shetzaf agabe yayin. Shel truma. We're talking about yayin of truma. Right? And Mishum hachi nakat tful yom. Why are we talking about a tful yom? Why can't it be a guy who's tummy? The answer is because if it's a guy who's tummy, tful yom has the din of a shemi. Meaning he already went to the mikvah, and now he's just waiting for nightfall. So he has the din of a shemi. So if he touches the shemen, he will make the shemen into truma shemen. He'll make the shemen into a shlishi. Can the shemen make the wine into a ravi? No. There's no ravi by truma. What if he's on a tful yom? What if he's a rishon? Then he'll make the shemen a sheni, and the shemen will make the wine into a shlishi. Right? That's why Rashi says, you pick the tful yom, that's not going to happen. Because it stops by the right? That's what Rashi says. Mishum the puzzle, because it puzzles the shemen, the enum tamei. It doesn't give it the power to make anything else tamei. Hilkach lo puzzle al shemen bavad. Only the shemen becomes puzzle. Tamei. The lav chibur hu, lim have gachad. Because they're not considered connected to make it like one. Vilu have tamei. If we're talking about real tuma, not a tful yom, have a matame le shemen, then he would have been matame the shemen. Ba shemen paslat liyayin. And the shemen would have made the yayin even also tame. So that's why. So anyway, getting back to the story. So the Chachamim hold only the oil is tame. And the Ibrahim Khanamiri says no, both. Right? So what do you see from here? Just like they argue by this tumah, the same machlokas would apply by Shabbos, right? According to the Chachamim, that hold, if you touch the shemen, you don't make the oil tam, you don't make the wine tameh, right? What's that like? That's like a nut floating on water. And therefore, you'd be putter. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's all the one, that's like water out of water. That's how you'd be chayev. Right? Here? The Mishnah Achrona says, what are they arguing about? What kind of machlokas is this? Says they're arguing about, because everyone agrees. You don't have to be a scientist to realize that oil floats up. However, can you take out all the oil out of this cup? Says the Chachamim, yeah, of course you can. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, yeah, but wait a minute. It's impossible to take out the oil and not take out one with it. How are you going to do that? Or you have to leave some oil in the cup. There's no way to be exactly, it's impossible. Therefore, what do you see? By definition, they're connected. Right? Even though they're floating and it floats up and it rises and it's above and you can see the two colors, try to remove that. It's impossible. Unless you have some kind of scientific instrument. It's impossible. Therefore, they're connected. Okay. Amar Abaya. Bor b'Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you have a bor in the Rishus HaRabim. Amuka Asara. It's 10 tvachim deep. And it's 8 tvachim wide. Why we pick such a funny number? Because vizarak l'tocha machatelet. And you throw a mat in there. So chayev, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because you threw from wherever you were into a different rishus. That has big enough dimension. It's 10 tvachim by 8. Right? So it's already rishus yachid, you're chayev. However, chilka b'machatelet potter. What if you throw the machatelas in like this, like to make a dividing line between the two halves of the eight tvachim, and you've now done is you've split the bar four and four. Now you're putter. Why are you putter? Because we had yesterday a shaila, was what if you throw something into the bar, and that makes the bar too small.
Less deep.
Right? It makes it less deep. What's the story with that? Says Abaya, I don't know. Over here, then the Gemara is going to say, well, what's the story with that? With yesterday's question. So over here, it says, Abaya, if you make a partition, dividing the bar and making it now four tvachim, really like a drop less than four tvachim, wide, why? Because it's exactly eight tvachim wide. The machatelas has some space to it. Even if it's very thin, has something to it, you threw right in the middle. You've now made the bar too small. So you putter. Why? You didn't throw from a rishus to another rishus.
Let's consider the action came before.
It came at the same time, really. Like when I say it came before.
Right.
So now, La Abaya, according to Abaya, Pshitale, it's obvious to him. Exactly. The Mechateles Mevatla Mechita. The Mechateles was mevatel, whatever the chitza was there.
You throw this mat in?
Yeah, you throw it in. You drop it in.
And it land exactly?
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, let's say, I have a better thing. Let's say it lands, not exactly. Let's say it lands 5 and 3. So it's on the 3 side. You could say. Say, maybe you could say that. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Let's say it's exactly. Yes. You have some instrument there, and you measured exactly, and you're a physicist, and you measured it exactly, and you put it right in. Could be. Anyway, Kalshkein, so for sure, yesterday's case, Cholya, with the hole, Dimevat Lamechitza. Also, Yimevat Lamechitza. Right? You've made it too small, too shallow, whatever you've done. L'Rab Yochanan, now according to Rabbi Yochanan, who asked a question yesterday, what's the story with that? If you throw in something and make it smaller. Dimi Bayale Chulya, we had a question about a Chulya, that he didn't know what the story was, right? Mechatzeles, Mat, Pshita, Delomavat L'Mechitza. For sure it would not work. Why? How do we say that? Says Rashi, right over here. The Rashi is right here. L'Rab Yochanan, Mechatzeles, Pshita Le, Delomavat L'Mechitza. Why? The E Nami Amrinan, Siluk Mechitza, Vahanachat Chavitz, Kiadodi Pater. If you want to say that putting in the item and removing the Mechitza, making the Mechitza smaller, happen at the same time, right? Hacha Chayiv. Here you'd be Chayiv. Why? Dilo Mevatale. Because you're not Mevatal the Mechitza. Why not? What do you want it? Hilkach Lav Siluk Mechitza Hu. It's not considered removing the mechitza. Why not?
You want that vela.
Maybe because you still have a bar here. Right? What exactly is going on here? Why is it not mevatel mechitza? And then the explanation is, had Rabbi Yochanan had a suffix about this, he would have asked about this. Not about a ball or a rock or something that you throw in that takes up less, that makes the space less. He would have asked about this. This is a better question. Since he didn't ask you about this, he didn't have a kasha about this. Why is it not mevatel? Maybe because of what I said before. Maybe it's really still 4 and 4. Still 4 and 4.
Yeah, but you're saying
I thought, but it has some space to it. So that's a whole other question. Do you count that space? Right? They have a sukkah. So do you count the walls to make you or it has to be in the space inside? Right, you hear what I'm saying? The 4 tvachim, is it inside or including the wall? I don't know. So for some reason, you did not undo the bar. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayiv. Abaye says you're pater, because you did undo the bar. Not exactly sure what they're arguing about. Okay.
First, abandoning the pizza. You want to abandon it like the dirt. The dirt, you don't care about the dirt.
Right. Okay, you don't want to abandon it?
Yeah, like the vela. The vela you want.
Okay.
That's the same idea.
Okay.
Does it have anything to do with the earth before is the same material? Therefore, that's a different thing.
Right, the same material. Does anyone say that? With the same material? I was thinking about that also. He says that? But Amar Abaya, next. Barbara Shusharabim. A bar in Rishus HaRabim, Amuka Asara, it's 10 Tvachim deep, Urechava Arba, and it's 4 Tvachim wide, which is what? A Rishus HaYachid. Malaya Mayim, if you fill it up with water, Vizarak Latocha, and then you throw something in it, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Why Chayiv? Malaya Peiros, Vizarak. But if it's filled with Peiros, and you throw something in, now you're potter. Now if it's filled with payros, where's it going?
Now solid.
Huh? Right, so how could you even throw... Thank you. How could you even throw something in? Where's it going? On the top? You fill it up with apples. Now I throw in a banana. Where's the banana going?
Where the caviar
is. The banana's going to go on top of the apples. If I throw it in water, right, it'll sink. Right? My timer. My yam lo mavat lemechitza. Mayim does not undo the mechitza. Peiros mevatle mechitza. Peiros undo the mechitza. What's the svara for that? It's a machlokah what the svara is. The Be'iri says the svara is because it sinks, so therefore it's in the bar. By water, it sinks to the bottom, or things do sink to the bottom. It's in the bottom. Therefore, you're chayiv. You change reshus. But if it's full of peiros, where's it going, the banana? There's nowhere for it to go. So therefore, you potter. That's Meiri. The Lecha Mishnah over here, the Magid Mishnah, says the difference is that when it comes to the water, you could still see the banana in the bottom of the bar. Therefore, you're chayiv. But by the peiros, it'll get lost in the peiros. It's an apple, full of apples. They throw an apple in, so you don't even see where it is. So therefore, you're not chayiv. It's a funny shita. Chassam Sofer says it's two nafkaminas now. What if the water's dirty and you can't see? Or what if you throw glass in? Right? Where I can see it. Right? What would be? Right? Okay. Tanya nami hachi. Yam. If someone throws from the water, la aristia, to the highway, or min aristia, liyam, or from the highway to the yam, potter, you're potter. Why are you potter?
Carmelis.
Huh?
Because yam is carmelis.
What?
Because yam is a rishus, is not a rishus rabbin, it's carmelis.
No, that's not why. Okay, that's why, yeah. Now, Rav Shimon Omer, Im yesh b'makom shezarak, amok asar v'rochad arba, chayiv. If the place where you threw, let's say you threw to the pool, and in the pool, there was some kind of barrel, and it landed in the barrel in the pool, so then you're chayiv. Why? Because that barrel has the status of rishus, it's like a bar. Right? That makes sense. So what do you see from that? What do you see from that? So says Rashi, Biyam, the last Rashi before the Gemara, Biyam, Bimakom, Shezarak, Guma, Miyuchedes, Levada, in the pool, in the water, there was some kind of guma, some kind of hole, some kind of barrel, some kind of container that was 10 fachim deep, V'rachav Adalad, Rishus Yachid La'atzmihi, it's a valid Rishus Yachid within the Carmelis. The Rabbi says, this can't be such a thing like this. What kind of thing is this? You can't even have a... There's a whole issue with this. Anyway, we'll have the Kishar Yam. It's not like the rest of the swimming pool. Afagav diyam nami amaku. Even though the ocean's very deep. Nevertheless, umamelish ma'ina midrab shimon. What do you see from here? Demayim lomavatli mechitza. That water doesn't undo a mechitza. Why? Because I'm going to be chayim. Right? Okay.
What kind of guma is in the water?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
A boat.
Okay, it's a depression. Fine, even if it's a depression.
How do you have a depression? What's the matzias of a depression in the water? I don't get.
You've never seen a picture of the earth, like in the ocean. It's not completely flat. Yeah. There are downs, there are ups, right? So you it landed in one of those. Says Rav Shimon, Nechayev. So what do you see? It's a carmelis. Yeah, but within the carmelis, there's a rishus yachid, right?
But even like a pool is.
So maybe a pool's a different story. Let's say a river.
Yeah.
The river, not a pool.
So small.
Well, you have a big pool, Olympic pool. Forget the pool. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said the word pool. A river. Okay. You have a river. In the river, we're gonna get to these depressions in the river again. So don't worry. Right now, and today. Okay, next. This Mishnah, we've read this Mishnah 100 times in the Gemara, and here's the actual Mishnah on Daf Kof. Hazorek arba amos bekotel. If you throw 4 amos at a wall, limayla asara, above 10 tvach, limayla asara tvachim, kizorek ba'avir. It's like throwing in the air, and you are putter. Limayla me asara, if it's less than 10 tvachim, kizorek ba'aretz. It's like throwing on the ground. Hazorek ba'aretz arba amos chayev. Okay, then you're chayev. Okay? So the Gemara asked, wait a minute, when you throw something against the wall, v'halonach, there's nowhere for it to rest. Amar Rav Yochanan, b'dvela shemina shanino. We're talking about something that's sticky. Okay? If the machlokes we've shown him, what if the wall is exactly 4 amos away from you? So when the silly putty sticks to the wall, it takes up some space, and it's not now 4 amos away from you. Now, on the wall? We did? Okay. Okay. Huh? Okay, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Chia, Zarak Lamaila Me'asara. Let's say you throw it above 10 tvachim, V'halcha V'nach Bachur, and it rests in some hole above in the wall, above 10 tvachim. Kal Shehu, a small little thing, a small little hole. So what's the story with that hole? What's that hole considered?
It's
What?
Why isn't it part of the wool?
What?
Why isn't it part of the wool?
It is part of the wool.
So, what do
we... So, that's a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan regarding a mezuzah. Let's say you have a doorway that's rounded. So if it's rounded, you don't have to put a mezuzah on. But what if it's rounded, but it could be made straight? Sometimes it can't. Sometimes it could be squared out. It could be squared out. So, Reb Meir de Amar Chokakin Lahashlin, according to Reb Meir, who says, if you could square out the wall, the doorway, you're chayev in a mezuzah. You're not chayev in a round.
You still have the dimensions of a...
Correct. You're chayev. So too over here, if you could square out that hole and make it part of the wall, you'd be chayev. And Rabbanan to Amri, ain't chokakin lahashmin, loiv mechayev. You would not be chayev. We had that gemara already also. Tanya nami haki, zarek lamayla v'yatsar v'halcha v'racha b'chor, kol shehu, remeir mechayev, v'chachabim potrin. Remeir says you're chayev, the Chacham say you are Potter. A similar idea. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Tail hamislakate. It doesn't have to. Tail means a mound. It doesn't have to. It can even be a staircase or a ramp. And a ramp goes up. Asara ten tvachim mitoch arba. The incline has 4 amos. It's 4 amos long to get from 0 to 10 tvachim. Okay. If the ramp looks like that, again, 4 amos long to get from 0 up to 10 tvachim. If it takes 5 amos, then this doesn't apply. Has to be 4 amos to get from 0 up to 10 tvachim. If that's the case, if that's true, tel hamatakit asara besoch arba, v'zarak v'nach al gabav, chayev. You are chayev. Why? Because the top of that ramp has the status of a Rosh HaTayachid. Why? It's 10 tvachim high. It's 10 tvachim high. And it's considered 4 tvachim wide. Why is it considered 4 tvachim wide? Because it took 4 amos to get there. Says Rashi. This is Rashi of Tel Mislaket. Shehu Midron. It's an incline. V'holech u'mislaket ma'at ma'at. And it steadily increases. Ad shemagia yud. Until it gets to 10 tvachim high. B'tzoch dalar amos. Harehu ki'ilu zokov kulo. It's as if it's rose at one shot. V'havi reshus ha'yachid b'makam gavoa. It's a reshus ha'yachid, a high place. V'im zorak mi reshus ha'rabim v'noch al gabav, chayiv. And you throw it lands on top of there, you're going to be chayiv. V'dafka noka b'toch dal ramos. It has to be, this happened over four amos. D'ib doch hey, if this happened over 5 amos, harehu kishar reshus ha'rabim, it's like any other reshus ha'rabim, d'nicha tashmish de laholach. So people just trample on that. Right, people see walking the street, a little thing, a little patch of something on the ground. People just walk on that. They don't pay any attention. You're not gonna. Nobody walks over a 10 tefach wall in Rosh Hashanah. Nobody does. It's too high. So if there's a 4 amok incline that raises to 10 tefachim, you're chayev. And by the way, tanya nami hachi mavui. Let's say you have a mavui, which is an alley. Sheshava l'tocho. The alley is all flush with each other. However, v'nas the midron l'Rosh Hashanah. Oh, you have this in Israel sometimes. You have to climb steps to get to the street. What's the incline of those steps? If the incline is 4 amos up to 10 tvachim, then, or the other way around, shavah l'Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the mavoi is flush with Rosh Hashanah Rabim. However, there's a incline, once you get to the mavoi, now there's a depression. In other words, the entrance of the mavoi is flush with the street. And once you get into the steps going down, and then the mavoi and the street and the alley are all down. Same case. V'nasa midron l'shus harabim. I'm sorry. V'nasa midron l'tocho, and then you have to go down to get to your neighborhood. Osa mavoi. That mavoi ain't a tzarech. Lo lechi v'lo korah. It doesn't need any hecker. Why? It's in a different reshus. Why? Because the ramp is the demarcation. The ramp itself is 10 tefachim. It's like a wall. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, tell ha-mislaket asar b'tzoch arba, v'zarak v'nach al-gaba, chayev y'chayev. Why? Again, because that ramp is a different reshus. Okay? Good? Very good. Next. Zarak l'toch, this is a hard mission here. Zarak l'toch dalet amos. If you throw something 4 amos, v'nis galgal chutz l'dalet amos, and it travels and it rolls outside the 4 amos, Potter, you're potter. Why? I didn't want to do that. That wasn't my kavana. That wasn't my melachas machshavas. It's misasik. Happened by itself. I had no intention to do that. Okay? That makes sense? That's the easy one. This is the harder one. Chutz l'dal amos. I throw something outside 4 amos. Or I want it to go outside 4 amos. Then it's galgal besoch dal amos. And it rolls back in. Chayev yirchayev. Chayev yirchayev. Rashi says, lo shenafal la'aretz. It didn't fall to the ground. The imkei lo tzricha l'neimar. I don't need anyone to tell me that. If it fell, and it fell in Bishus Rabim, 4 amos away, and then the wind came and pushed it back in. I don't need a mission to tell me you're chayev for that. That's not the case. Ela rather, shaharuach galgal suhu min ha'avir. The wind, I threw something over there, I threw the football over there, and such a windy day, that the wind, after 4 amos, the wind pushed it back and it fell here within 4 amos. Says the Mishnah, you're chayev for that.
Didn't land and then blew back?
What? Didn't land. Rash says if it landed, there's no chiddush.
Right.
No chiddush at all if it landed.
So if you use a boomerang on Shabbos, it came back to you.
You're chayev. You're not going to be chayev for that. Because as the Gemara,
why not?
Because the first 3 words of the Gemara are, v'halo nach. But there was no hanach in the 4 amos away. So how could you be chayev for this?
Oh, so the wind could blow it back?
I'm just reading you Rashi. Rashi said it didn't fall. Because if it fell, there's no shayla. You threw the football, it fell. You're not a good quarterback, right? You're like Sanchez. It fell. Right? Dropped. And then what happened? Then the wind pushed it back. Of course you're chayev. You wanted to throw it more than 4. You threw it more than 4. And it fell. No shayla about that.
5-second rule?
No. That's not the Mishnah saying. The Mishnah is saying,
the end result, you're saying,
Rashi explains, the Mishnah told you threw the ball, it didn't land. In midair, the wind pushed it back. You're chayev. Says the Gemara, b'halo nach. Didn't rest anywhere. How can you be chayev? Didn't rest anywhere. Right? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yochanan, no. V'hu shenach agavi mashu. It must have rested somewhere. It must have rested on something. Right? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
It must have rested on something. So the case of the boomerang, it doesn't rest anywhere. What? Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, Zarak Chot L'dal Ramos. You throw it first, 4 amos away. V'dachafuso haruach. And the wind pushes it. V'ichnisu. And it brings it back in. Afal pi shechazra v'hotziu. Even though it takes it back out, potter your potter. What does that mean? Yeah. Okay. Achazaso. If the wind got hold of it for a minute, afal pi shechazev echnitzu chayiv. If you're chayiv for that, why are you chayiv for that?
Why? It's in midair.
We're gonna kluta. Right. So I think Rashi says over here. We're gonna see right now. Right. So what's the story with kluta? So I think someone says they don't hold. They can't hold from that. So what's the last case over here?
It's a very windy day, very windy.
Right.
Blowing hard, but the wind brings it.
So white. So you're chayev. It must have rested somewhere.
But it rested in midair.
Rested in midair.
It
says mashu. That means midair.
No. The wind held in midair. Yeah.
The wind held it in midair. That's considered
a strong wind.
That's considered a hanacha.
Yeah.
So you do have from kluta. Okay. Amar Rava. Toch gimel. Within 3 tvachim of the ground, lirabanan, according to the rabbanon, tzarach hanacha al gabi mashu. It still has to rest on something. Look at the last Rashi of the page. Depligi alei de Rabbi Akiva, because we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Bezorik merushas yachid lirushas rabim verushas rabim beetnta. The less lahu kluta kemishuncha. We don't hold from kluta. Don't hold from that. Therefore, lo tame of besoch gimel modi. Don't tell me, yeah, but if it's within 3 tvachim, lavud, I have all these things, don't tell me any of that stuff. Elafilu toch gimel nami tzarech sheyinuach. It has to fall, has to rest. V'yim avar reshut sarabim kula, putter. You're going to be putter. V'nafkamina nami, lezorek dalet amos, you throw it 4 amos, ukishabal lanuach, and it's coming to rest. the Higia Lotoch Gimel, and now it's falling, and it's within three Tvachim, the Nizkar Shigigaso. And now you remember, oh my goodness, it's Shabbos today. I threw it. It's landing. What did I do? It's Shabbos today. The Nizkar Shigigaso Ad Shalonach Pater. Until it doesn't rest, you're Pater. Kidamrinam Bigamara, we're gonna learn on Sunday. Ad Shatehe Tchilaso Visofo Shkaga. You have to have a shogeg from beginning to end. So if you threw it in the middle, so what am I doing at Shabbos? Yeah, but it's like two centimeters off the ground. It's already within three tvachim off the ground. It's like, love it. You don't say that. It has to fall. V'lo amrinon ad shelo nizkar havelei munach. Well, it's like as if it's already resting. And we don't say that at all. Okay? Yeah?
What if part of it?
I don't know. Exactly. There are very few malachos. There are very few malachos. We even have this time lag.
Right.
Because most malachos happen right away.
Yeah.
There are very few. I plant. I put a seed in the ground. So how could you have a change of your machshava in the middle of that act? It's very difficult.
Well,
cooking takes a half hour. I understand. Writing. So you wrote one letter, then you remembered it, Shabbos. What would be?
Germany,
no, that's a machlokas, but we assume no. Right? So many malachos that building, kol shehu. I take one nail and I bang the hammer. That's binyan.
Why is that banging?
While, okay, so.
Everything has time.
So you have to have a shogig from beginning to end. Yosef Maremar. So Maremar was sitting there. He heard this over. Amalei Ravina LaMemar, Lav Hainu Masnisim. Isn't this our Mishnah? This is our Mishnah, no? From Rabbi Yochanan, V'hu Shenach Agabi Mashahu. Said it already. Has to rest. What's Rav's big chiddush over here? Rav has a big chiddush. It has to rest. The Mishnah said that, right? Amalei Mitzgadal Chalmarta. Nah, you're talking about if it's rolling around. Misgalgal ain't sofa lanuach. That's not going to rest. Abel hacha, given the sofa lanuach, it's going to rest. It's going to. It's a rock. It's going to fall. It's a boulder. It's going to fall. Afa gavta lo nach. I would have thought. Well, I throw a boulder. There's no way the wind's going to push that back. It's impossible. We're not talking about a ball when it's a very windy day. We're talking about a piano. I threw a piano four amos. There's no question that piano's falling. Let's say you're very strong. You threw the piano. There's no question that piano's going to fall. No question. I would have thought, afagav delonach, even though it didn't fall yet, kiman denach dami, we're going to already view it as if it fell. Kamash belong, comes along, Rav. No, we don't say that. Okay?
Right.
Next. Hazorek bayam, if somebody throws in the river, arba amos, four amos, putter. You putter. Why you putter? Because yam is a carmelis. Im haya rekak mayim. We say there's a puddle. For Rishus HaRabim HaHalechis bo. In the middle of the street. And the puddle has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid. Hazorik l'tocha dal ramos. Chayev. You're going to be chayev. In other words, if you throw from one side of the puddle to the other, the puddle has no separate status. It's part of the street. So if you carry four amos, you're chayev. The kamahu rakak mayim. How deep is this thing? Is this puddle? Pachos me'asar tvachim. Less than 10 tvachim. Rakak mayim. If there's a puddle for Rishus HaRab Malach as bow, and the Rishus HaRabim walks through it, hazorik pesocho dalet amos chayev. You're chayev. That's just repetitive. We just repeated the same halacha. Right? In other words, if there's a puddle, and there's a sign in front that says, this puddle is 20 feet deep, and nobody walked over that. They walk around it, or they jump over it. Nobody walks too deep. So then the halach would be different. But if it's a small little puddle, everybody just walks on through. Right? The Mishnah says it twice. Why does the Mishnah say it twice? So the Gemara says, Amalei ahu merabanan l'rava, b'shlama hiluch hiluch trei zimni. I understand why the Mishnah said it twice. Hakamash malon. You know why? Hiluch adei adchak shmei hiluch. To let you know that walking, even though I'd rather not walk through a puddle. I'd rather not do that. But I'll do it. Right? I'll do it. However, tashmish al dead chak, los me tashmish. But use that's funny and that's really al dead chak is not called a use. Rashi explains, let's say you have a pit in the Rishus HaRabim, and what you people don't really store things in that pit like that. In the Rishus HaRabim. Now the pit is Rishus HaYachid. But I'm gonna put my scarf in there. People don't really do that. Right? So then that pit will not have the status, it might be a different halacha. But the, but because storing is different than walking. Right? Ella, rakak rakak chosen ilamali. Why did the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to, I find you want to teach us that halacha? That there's a difference between walking and storage? I understand that. So I give the same exact example of the puddle. You couldn't think of something else to say? So the Gemara answers, three answers. Number one, chad bimos hachama, chad bimos hagshamim, fitzrichi. One's in the summertime, and one's in the wintertime. The tana chada, if it only would have said it once, havim, I would have thought, hani mili bimos hachama. That's only in the summertime. It's 100 degrees outside, and they can get your feet a little wet. It's a machaya. Oh, that I wouldn't mind doing that, right? Davidi inchi demachni lakuri nafshayo. People want to cool off. Avi mos hagshamim, but when it's snow... Then it's the status. No, then the status does not change. It's a Rishus HaRabim. As the puddle here. Yeah, the people are looking forward to walking through that puddle. Tell the right, it's very hot in the sprinkler. You don't mind getting a little wet. It cools you off a little bit. People don't mind that. That doesn't change. Avi mos hagshamim, but in the rainy season, who wants to get more wet? Low. I would say this puddle has a different status. The ice cream would be mos hagshamim, or you could get it the other way.
What would you think it would be, the puddle?
It would be a different rishus. It would not be a part of the rishus rab. Nobody walks there. It's like
does that exist? Do you think rishus that can change?
Yes, of course.
It's spontaneous and it disappears.
It's not spontaneous.
It is. It's
a puddle. I hear you. Now the other way around. Yesterday we go to Hashemim. Kivin the matanfei. People already have snowy and dirty galoshes. So loib chazlei. Who cares? That guy walked through a puddle. Big, I'm already, right? It's crazy. What? Yeah, and that hay. We had it already. Hay, vav, around there. Avi gmos hachama lo. But it's a beautiful day. I walk in. What happened to your shoes? What kind of klutz are you? Such a nice day. It didn't rain today. Why are your shoes all wet? Oh, because it was a puddle. You see, you understand that. But people don't want to do that. So therefore, comes along the mission and says it twice.
Does this have the dimensions itself?
Yes.
Or is it less and it's just I don't
know.
If we avoid it, and therefore if it's possible, it's
rather. Right, I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, case number two. Abaya Omar, Itzrach. Different thing. So I would have thought, oh, here's your answer. That's only true if it doesn't have four amos. But if it's already 4 hours wide, which is 8 feet, akufe makfale, people are going to go around it, right?
Why that kedal amos?
I guess less than that. Because maybe you can jump over it, right?
But not really the kedal amos of carriage; it's a separate shear. So we got the abritva, could be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide,
right?
We have kedal amos carrying. This is a separate. This is a
the Maisa Shia?
Like, what's the
Shia?
Dalamas,
Number. Because that's the number of a Rishus. That's the Shia for a Rishus. Dalamas is the status of a Rishus. So if it's such a. It becomes its own Rishus.
Of what?
For throwing something Dalamas. So if it's Dalamas long, it's like a whole other Rishus. And then maybe we'd have the status of a Carmelis. Ravashi Amar, a third answer. It's a. That's only true where it's for Tvachim. Why? If it's 4 tefachim, people don't care. Avalhecha delo have arba, but if it's less than 4, mifse psile, people just jump over it. A little puddle, they'll just jump over it. Therefore, the Tana repeated it again to tell you people will still walk through it.
V'azdra v'ashi
l'taymi.
If you walk over it, if you jump over it, it's still a rishusiyachid.
Correct.
It's small. Yeah, no, listen, but it's that if you step over it rather than walk through it, that's depriving you of the public domain
standards. Okay. If you could walk over it,
okay.
If you could jump over it, then it, right, then it loses its status,
right, okay.
Because it doesn't, because people won't go through it. People won't walk through it.
It loses status
as a Rishus HaRabim. It'll become a Carmelis. Correct.
Oh, okay.
Rav Asher Tamei. If somebody throws something and it lands on a bridge, mechayev, you're chayev, sharav and bokinbo. Because it doesn't have a separate thing, because everybody walks on the bridge, everybody walks there, and has the status of Rosh Hasharabim. Next, Hazark bin Ayam li Abasha. If somebody throws from the Yam to the dry land, Umine Abasha la Yam, either from the Yam to dry land or from the dry land to Yam, Mene Yam li Svinim and Asvina la Yam, from the boat to the ocean, from the ocean to the boat, Mene Asvina la Chaverta, or from one boat to another boat, Pater your Pater. Didn't we just have that in the previous Mishnah? You throw into the water, your putter. Why does the mission repeat itself? Right? It's a good question. There's no answer. The reason Lamil said it's no reason. It's for the next halacha. For the next halacha, it's or svinos, kishuros, zu bezu. If the boats are tied to each other, metaltalin mizu lazu, you can carry from one to the other. In edon kishuros, if they're not tied, afal pishim ukafos, even though they are next to each other. A metalical mizulzo, you cannot. Okay? Itmar. Svina, you have a boat. Rav Huna Amar, Motzin Haymenu Ziz Kal Shu Umamale. Says Rav Huna, you have a boat, right? And you want to draw water out of
it. Each boat is considered what? Is it because you push
each, the boat? We're going to see right now. Each boat's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
In that little gap, even if there's no gap, but they're not tied together.
Oh, so one second. Says Rav Huna like this. The ten tvachim of a karmelis begin at the bedrock. We're going to assume now that every river has at least 10 tvachim of water. The boat's above that. So there's no reason why you can't take a bucket. You're in the boat. Take a bucket, stick it into the water, and pull water out. Why? Because the water on top of the bucket is a makom patur. What? Because the karmelis end at 10 tvachim. And above that is the makom patur. So there's no reason why you can't take anything out of the what? Into your Rishus HaYachid, which is the boat. Okay? Says Rav Huna, however, hey, that looks very funny. So put a ziz, some kind of marker on the boat to remind yourself this is all mutter. Okay? The Reb Lanil says again. That we don't find this halacha by any other makom patur. We don't have this by fire hydrants. And the answer is, because it's so funny looking, because it's the bedrock. Since it's so funny, make a hecker. Make a reminder. Really, you don't have to. Just do it because by water it's different. Because by water looks so funny. Down there I can't take the water, but up here I can. That's a funny thing. So make a hecker. Okay, that's a huda. Rav Chista, Rabba, Rav Huna, Amri. No, you can't do that. Osei, makom, arba, umamale. What you have to do is, you have to make, coming out of the boat, a square of four tvachim, that's obviously a hole in it, and you can fill up water with a bucket through that hole. That hole has a status of like a machita, and that'll make you able to carry. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about where does the karmelis of the water begin and end. Is it the bottom 10 or the top 10? Right? So Rav Huna Omar Motzi Haimenu Ziz Kol Shul Malei Kasavar Karmelis Me'ayra Mashkinan. The Karmelis starts down at the bedrock. The Avira Makom Paturhu. Way up here, you're a Makom Patur. Ubedin Hu Ziz Namilili Boy. You don't even need a Ziz. Ella Kiheche De La'avilei Akeira. Get a Ziz to make a hacker. Right? Just remember that what's going on. Rav Chista, Rabba, Rav Huna, Amri, Osi Makom Arba Umale. They say you have to make some kind of four tefach opening in your boat, not on top of the boat, not in the bottom.
On top of the water.
Kasavri, the edge of the boat. Kasavri, Karmelis Misfas Maya Mashchinan. The Karmelis begins at the top 10 tefachim. Therefore, you're going to be carrying from a Karmelis into a Shosha Yachid. So Maya Ara Samichta. The mortar is right there. The lo avid makom arba kamatatal mekamos of Rosh Yachid. If you don't have some kind of partition, you're carrying from a karmelis into a Rosh Yachid. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask. Only Rav Nachman Rav Barachua Avua Rav Huna Tamei Hoti Menim Bezitz Kol Shu Umale Zimnin Deleka Asara. Maybe you're not in about 10 fachim deep. For kamatatal mekamos of Rosh Yachid. Who said the water? Who said the water you're picking up is more than 10 tefachim off the ground? Who said that? Amar le gamrinan ein tefila mahaleches pachos me'asara. You don't have. There's no. We have a tradition. There's no such thing as a boat that can sustain in water less than 10 tefachim. What about the depression? We'll have that tomorrow. Okay. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos. A good Erev Chodesh.